This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Airports in Wisconsin are getting a share of $34 million from Washington for upgrades. The airport at Appleton is getting $3 million to add on to its terminal building. The airport in Madison is getting $6 million to fix up its taxiways. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears a case today brought by a conservative activist who wants records opened in order to find ineligible voters. It's the latest attempt by people who question the outcome of the 2020 presidential race to cast doubt on the integrity of Wisconsin elections. Donald Trump appears to be managing expectations about tonight's debate with Kamala Harris. Melissa Kay has more.
At a rally in Mosinee on Saturday, Trump told 7,000 supporters he won't be treated fairly. He offered a potential preview of attack lines and accused Harris of covering up concerns about President Biden's health. Tonight might be the only debate between the two. Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
People still making up their minds about their choice for president have plenty of opportunities to size up the candidates. UW Green Bay political scientist David Helpap encourages voters to do their homework.
Check the facts. Go to news sources, reputable news sources. There are some nonprofit organizations out there that try to provide good, nonpartisan, unbiased information.
Tonight's presidential debate coverage begins on many civic media stations and online at 7:30. Wisconsin wildlife officials are encouraging hunters to get their deer tested for chronic wasting disease this fall. Testing helps scientists understand CWD better. Public health officials say people shouldn't eat venison from a deer that's tested positive. Hunters should also tell the DNR about any sick or dead deer they come across. Pro-Palestinian campus groups at UW-Milwaukee are no longer suspended after students were cleared of all criminal charges that they engaged in hate speech. The chancellor's office says none of the social media posts in question were actual threats against Jews or Israelis. One group says it will keep pushing UWM to break ties with Israel over the war in Gaza. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Two men have been charged after the fatal motorcycle and vehicle crash in Wisconsin Rapids that killed 28-year-old Miles E. Dewar. A $2 million cash bond has been set for Rayet M. Abdu, age 25, of Wisconsin Rapids. He faces charges of homicide by drunken driving and two counts of felony bail jumping. Abdu was driving the vehicle that crossed the center line in Buren and crashed into Dewar's motorcycle. The passenger, Trevor S. Paulson, age 22 of Stevens Point, faces two counts of felony bail jumping and one count of failing to aid a victim. Paulson ran away after the crash. He has a $25,000 cash bond. The county is putting in a roundabout at the intersection of F and County Double H. You can learn more about the project and share your thoughts at the public meeting on Thursday. It's at the Siegel Town Hall from 4 to 6. Stevens Point receives a grant for urban forestry. The award of $105,500 comes from the Wisconsin DNR Urban Forestry Division's Inflation Reduction Act. The no-match grants target disadvantaged communities and will benefit some of Stevens Point's underprivileged areas. The grant will be broken up into three categories. Trees infested with emerald ash borer at the Madison View Apartments will be removed and 20 trees will be planted. 100 trees will be planted along streets in the city. And private property owners near the UWSP campus will be approached with a plan to plant 100 shade and fruit trees. The splash pad in Rome is extending their season until September 16th. The water in the park will be on from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. The splash pad in Port Edwards will close for the season on September 15th. September is Child Passenger Safety Month. The Wisconsin State Patrol is highlighting the importance of keeping your most precious cargo safe while driving. When a car seat is installed and used correctly, it can reduce the risk of death in a crash by as much as 71%. Buckle up every trip, every time. Be wary of calls that seem to come from the Sheriff's Department demanding Bitcoin payments for active warrants. Wisconsin is right in the middle of the pack when it comes to people losing money in cryptocurrency scams. A new report by the FBI ranks Wisconsin as 25th. Wisconsinites have lost over $35 million to cryptocurrency scams in over 700 complaints of fraud. The scams mostly impact people in their 60s or older, but it can happen to anyone. In 2023 in the U.S., victims lost $5.6 billion in scams. According to the CDC, 42% of teens experience persistent feelings of sadness or hopelessness. Bellin Health pediatrician Dr. Sherry Hoyman says children need mental health resources now more than ever.
And children today, they're going through so many more stressors than we did. I mean, we could play outside and not have to worry about anything.
Hoyman said talk therapy and counseling are as important for children as adults. You can learn more about keeping your kids safe on screens in Marshfield tonight. The Let's Keep Talking Parent and Caregiver series is at the Marshfield Public Library tonight at 6 p.m. Screen Sanity is an international nonprofit that equips parents with guides to help youth navigate the digital world in a safe and healthy manner. That's tonight at 6 p.m. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers will have to get by without QB1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jordan Love is expected to miss 3 to 6 weeks with an MCL sprain, and head coach Matt LaFleur says they won't risk anything with his injury.
If he gets cleared, we'll give him every opportunity like we always will, and I know he's doing everything in his power. I know he's spending a lot of time trying to get back as soon as possible, but certainly we're not going to put him in a position where if he can't protect himself that he'd go out there.
On Sunday, it will be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. Wisconsin football plays Alabama this week, and head coach Luke Fickell says the defense will need to play smart.
Sometimes, and these are the situations where, guys, you can't be thinking about the big plays. You got to be thinking about the real consistent, sound things, because if you get out of place on a team like this, and in particular a quarterback like this, there's some really bad things that can happen.
Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Saturday. And tonight, the Brewers begin a 6-game road trip in San Francisco. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer blockbuster season might have come and gone, but the franchises are still providing big box office returns. Beetlejuice led the way at last weekend's box office with $111 million at the gate. The Tim Burton-helmed film starring Michael Keaton, Catherine O'Hara, and Winona Ryder is the third largest opening weekend for a film in 2024, according to Deadline. The film is already in the black just from its domestic opening weekend alone, as it cost $100 million to make. The film had an impressive haul on Sunday with $27 million despite the opening weekend for the NFL. Deadpool and Wolverine is showing incredible legs at the box office, coming in at second place with a take of over $7 million. Ditto for Reagan, the Ronald Reagan biopic starring Dennis Quaid, that claimed the third spot with $5.2 million. Alien Romulus took fourth place with a $3.9 million take, and the surprise hit It Ends With Us rounds out the top five. The Blake Lively film took in $3.7 million for its fifth week in theaters. What the show Friends brought in comedy, it lacked in diversity, according to actor Adam Goldberg. The Saving Private Ryan actor played Chandler's roommate Eddie for three episodes. Goldberg, who is Jewish, said the lack of diversity on TV at the time was insane and says he was a Friends snob because of this and declined the role when first offered. In retrospect, he said he is proud to be part of the show's legacy and loved working with the late Matthew Perry. If Springsteen fans are wondering why the boss's bandmate and wife, Patti Scalfa, has been on again, off again since 2018, it's because she revealed she's been battling blood cancer. The information was revealed during a documentary that premiered at the Toronto Film Festival about the boss called Road Diary. The 71-year-old Scalfa joined the E Street Band in 1984 and married Springsteen in 1991. Road Diary will be available to stream on Hulu and Disney October 25th. Eminem fans, take note. The rapper will open the Video Music Awards. Eminem is nominated for 8 awards. On his last VMA appearance, he shared the stage with Snoop Dogg in 2022. The last time he opened the VMAs was 2010. Deadline reports that if Eminem wins even one of his 8 nominations, that would make him the most decorated male Video Music Award artist in history. He has a total of 67 nominations, which is second only to Madonna. The Video Music Awards will be broadcast Wednesday, September 11th at 7 p.m. Central on the MTV networks. There is nothing like a good snubbing. In this year's Country Music Awards, Morgan Wallen leads the field with 7 nominations, 4 for an album called I Had Some Help, on which he collaborated with Post Malone. Notably absent from the CMA nominees was Beyoncé for her album Cowboy Carter. Cowboy Carter was number 1 on the country charts for 4 weeks. The 58th annual CMA Awards will air November 20th on ABC. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We could catch an isolated sprinkle or two at some point today, otherwise partly cloudy, a little breezy with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s to low 60s, and then tomorrow it'll be partly cloudy, not as breezy, with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.